Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. We have a lot of problems out there with our ADHD and our ADD, of all the children being diagnosed with these issues. And what we really want to know is, what are these issues and how can we help them naturally? And so what we're going to take a look at today is some of our herbal remedies and some of the things that we can avoid and some of the things that we can do with our lifestyle to help our children and even ourselves that have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. So looking at some alternative things for these diagnoses of that we have overabundantly on our children. And some of our medications may cause side effects that we want to try to avoid. And some of the side effects that we see from our medications are sleep problems, our mood swings, loss of appetite, heart problems, and even suicidal thoughts or actions. And we don't want to see that in our children, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to help our kids. So let's get out there and see what we can really do to help our children see what's going on and just help them have a better understanding of life. In a study from 2010, there was no significant improvement in our behavior and attention problems with children with ADHD between ages 5 and 14 that were given medication, and they actually had lower self-esteem and had some more medical problems. And so what we want to do is, let's see what can we do and get these kids. What if we try skipping the food coloring and the preservatives? Alternative treatments may help manage some of the symptoms with the difficulty paying attention or the organizational problems or the forgetfulness or the frequently interrupting. Some of these might come from the food colorings that we have in our preserved foods. And so if we try to avoid those, avoid foods with these colorings and preservatives, maybe our children have a little less problems within their own functions of staying on task. And avoiding potential allergens also helps in some of the behaviors with the children. Chemical additives or preservatives. A lot of us could have allergies to our own food, right? Milk and eggs and chocolate. And what you do is, when you try to find your kids' food allergies, it's basically an experiment. You know, what kind of behaviors they have after you've had chili powder, or what are the behaviors after apple and cider, or grapes and oranges and peaches, plums? What is their behavior after they've had tomatoes? So you just kind of keep a little journal and see what helps them and what doesn't help them, and what foods help them and what to avoid. Massage has helped significantly with ADHD and ADD, and over 20 minutes twice a week has shown improvements in the children's behaviors and just being able to focus better and a better understanding of their own behavioral issues. Even yoga and Thai classes. And so what this is doing is it's actually teaching the children how to maintain their own inner aggressions and inner spontaneity. It teaches them a calmness and a relaxation, and really gets our blood going and gets the nutrients and everything moving through the body and stimulating the body in a healthy factor. Supplements that you could use are zinc, or vitamin B6, or magnesium, ginkgo, ginseng, and passion flower also help calm hyperactivity. Okay, now what about some of our herbal remedies? Our herbal tea. Found that children with ADHD had more problems falling asleep and harder to wake up in the mornings. So herbal teas that contain chamomile, spearmint, lemongrass, and other herb flowers are generally considered to be safe options for children and adults who want to relax, often encouraging more sleep and a restful sleep. So you'd use these teas before bedtime. Ginkgo biloba has been used and recommended for improving memory and increasing mental sharpness. And in a study, children who took 240 milligrams of the ginkgo biloba extract daily for 3 to 5 weeks showed a reduction in their ADHD symptoms with few negative side effects. There's a herbal remedy called Brahmi. It's also called water hyssop. It's a marsh plant and grows wild in India. And so this would be from our ancestors over around the world, and is improves the brain function and memory. And how we spell this is B-R-A-H-M-I. So and it's, in the study, it's proved to be benefit for improved performance and in memory and brain function. So that is excellent. And Gutto Cola is naturally in Asia, South Africa, and the South Pacific. But these are really good for brain function. So it has B1, B2, and B6 and shows to help reduce anxiety. And we also have green oats. It comes from the crop before it matures. And this is also under the name Avena sativa. They've long been thought to help calm nerves and treat stress and anxiety. Ginseng, a herbal remedy from China, has a reputation for stimulating the brain function and increasing the energy. So it's reported that improvements in anxiety, personality, and social functioning has been improved with ginseng. Pine bark, this showed the reduced hyperactivity and improved attention and concentration. And ginseng also showed that it normalized the antioxidant levels in the children, decreasing the amount of neurostimulants and dopamine by nearly 11% in people. So it was a lower stress hormones. So that is wonderful by keeping our little kids. And combinations may work better. Like I say, we're all different bodies and everybody has a different way of living and everybody has a different brain. So all it is trial and error and figuring out what works best for our children, what works best for us. So nutritional supplements would be magnesium and iodine are most often linked to ADD. So you may want to give those a try. Deficiencies in those, so boost those up. Dietary changes also have been linked to immediate behavior changes. So eliminating trigger foods until you experience a positive reaction. Aim for a diet with whole foods, fruits, vegetables, and healthy proteins. And consistent routines. This is a big one. It can help an individual navigate the ADD, a regular routine of sleeping, waking, completing daily tasks, exercising, and other activities helping the individual establish a norm for behavior. Apple cider vinegar seems to reduce ADD symptoms, as well as anxiety and depression. Kids given magnesium have great results. The iodine deficiency has well been linked to ADHD. And the Great Spirit really provides us with the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts, and Mother Earth provides us with a lot of healing. And so if we just try to be watchful and give these to our children and to ourselves. And you know what else I've read? Coffee. Coffee basically stimulates the neurons to release the neurotransmitters, and then they're used to help message where we need it to go, where it needs to be. Ritalin and other things are really just stimulants. So this coffee is a stimulant and it's going to help our neurotransmitters go to our brain and tell us what we need to be doing and how we need to be doing it, where we're going to need to do it. And omega-3 and omega-6 oils are excellent for ADHD. And pretty much if you get your kids to eat like the whiter meats, flaxseed oil. So really get rid of everything that's processed, sugar, refined, artificial flavoring and colorings. Just get rid of it and really add a lot more fish, eggs, salad, fruit, natural juice, green vegetables, whole grains, the real butter. And really have your fruit and vegetables available at any time that they want to have a snack. And food dye is pretty much anything. It is a lot in our Coca-Colas. It's also in our Kool-Aid. So really take a good look at the diet and see what you can do. And our last thoughts with ADD and ADHD is our vitamin C detoxes the body of heavy metals. And so that would be excellent. And how about some cilantro chopped up in our yogurt and some garlic sauce mixed in his food? Cilantro is known to get rid of heavy metals in the body. And so just change up that, the exercise, the food, and kind of get them on a great pattern for your kids or for you. And let's get control of this ADHD and this ADD. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech. safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.